Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So hey, everybody, it's Brian, and I'm super excited to have a great guest. And today we're going to be talking with Penny Fox about Pinterest. Hey, Penny, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Brian.
Well, thanks for coming on. And I always like my guests to kind of explain their backstory so that people get to know them a little better. So can you tell us what you did before you became this Pinterest expert and social media coach?
Well, believe it or not, I used to work in radio. I did almost anything you can imagine on radio, even was on the morning show for about a year and a half. But the majority of the work that I did there was in marketing. And there was a point when I switched over, when radio stations turned into radio stations on the website. So I shifted over into helping the radio stations develop websites. And it was great because I understood how websites work. And I also understood how radio stations work. So I was able to, basically sit between both parties and hold everybody's hand and say, this is how this works. And I think that's how that got started when I started my own business. I started to understand that there was a great big world out there on the internet, and it was more than just having, you know, a place that you can click through or something that you could read, that there was marketing involved. And so that's how it all kind of started. And when social media entered into the fray, I just started testing things out on my own and basically for my own business and saying, you know, how does this work? How does this work? And it turned into this experimental thing. So every single year I actually run a big experiment and I test out things to see how they work and how what's working and what's not. And I kind of document the whole thing. And from there, it just sort of developed into me coaching people and teaching other small business owners and bloggers how to use social media.
Awesome. So let's dig into, specifically, we're going to be talking about Pinterest today. So let's dig into that. Can you give, in your best explanation, what is Pinterest?
Oh, okay. Let me just say, okay, Pinterest is just an incredible visual marketing tool. That is my best description of it. Because really when it comes down to it, we are visual learners. And if we've given a choice between running a search on Google and all we see are just line after line after line of links, but if we run a search on Pinterest and it's these beautiful images come up, our eye is drawn to those visual images and we find ourselves pulled into that moment of reading more about it and I want to learn about it. And a lot of times that people do a great job of these images and we can actually see ourselves in these images and that's what connects us even more. So Pinterest is this great search engine, but it's also this opportunity to expand your business and to reach more people that you're not reaching on any of the other social networks.
I know that some people kind of pigeonhole Pinterest a little bit. They say it's primarily for foodies or for weddings or, you know, for home decorating ideas, but it's a lot more than that, right? And so who should be on Pinterest?
Well, let me first start out by saying that the majority of the people that are using Pinterest, that are very, very heavy users of Pinterest, are women. So if your target market is women, then you should be on Pinterest. There's a lot of people that say, well, I don't have a product, so how am I on Pinterest? Well, I sell coaching services, and Pinterest is consistently my number one website traffic referral. So it's not about whether you've got a product or not. It's about your ability to market yourself in a visual way. And that's really the best way I can describe it, because I can't really sit here and say, oh, well, if you're an online store, you're the only people that should be on it. Or if you are just, you have, you know, jewelry that you want to sell, you're the only people that should be on it. I truly believe that there's a way that we can find people who sell services like ourselves that can use Pinterest.
Great concepts. And yeah, I agree with you 100%. Now, Pinterest has both a personal version and a business version. What's the best place to start? I mean, how should people start getting into Pinterest? What do they need to know?
Well, the first thing you should do is, yes, there is a business account. And as a business, we want to sign up for the business account. And the main reason for this is not only are you verifying your web address, which is huge because when it comes to the click-throughs, Pinterest has a analytics section or analytics feature within Pinterest that's only available to the people in the business account. So that way you'll know how many people are actually that you're reaching, how many people are clicking through to your website, how many people are clicking on which pin, which image are coming to your website from there. So you would immediately, I would say the first thing you would want to do is to sign up for a business account versus a personal account, and that's going to set the tone for how your profile is going to work on Pinterest. The next thing you're going to want to make sure that you do is to create boards. And what we call boards for those of us, for those of you who really don't understand how Pinterest works, let me give you a little Pinterest 101. A pin is the actual image itself. And that's that image that we see, you know, like we'll see on a blog post or we can see on the product image. And that's what actually you click on to take you to your website. And when you have a number of pins, you load them onto something called a board. And these boards are what we have in our Pinterest account. And we can have, you know, as many boards as you can possibly have, but it only makes sense to have boards that you can connect with your company. So let's say, for instance, you know, I do social media work. It really doesn't make sense for me to have boards about website development or programming for that matter, because that's not what I do. So we want to make sure that our boards help us tell the story of what our business is, and it helps describe who we are and what we do. So we want to make sure that you set up a business account and create boards that help explain to the people that are going to find you and tell you a little bit more about who you are and what you do, and give them a reason to follow you. Give them a reason to use your boards as a resource and create some information on there that you're going to want people to continue following you.
Great stuff. So what are some of the most common mistakes or misconceptions about using Pinterest?
Misconceptions, I think. Let's start there first. Going back to a little bit about what you had said earlier, a lot of people still think that Pinterest is all about DIY, mommy bloggers and crafting people, and they'll say, oh, well, yeah, I just use this as a personal account because nobody's going to see my stuff on here. So I want to let you know that Pinterest may have started out that way, but we're moving so far ahead of ourselves, almost exponentially. Pinterest is growing to help small business owners and bloggers really display and connect with more and more people. So if you think that this is just about, you know, oh, let me see if I can find an oatmeal recipe, yes, you're right in that respect. But I can also tell you that whenever I sell a program and whenever I promote any kind of online course that I do, I get more response from Pinterest than any other social network. So I would say some of the common mistakes that people make are, the first one, not completely filling out your profile information. You have a profile description area, you know, like about me, and a lot of people will say, oh, I'm the president, or I'm a mom, or I have a really cute dog. And, you know, that's all fun, and, oh, that's, you know, great, but how does that connect with me? And if I want to buy from you, you're the president, okay, well, so what? Everybody else is the president of their own company. Tell me a little bit more about you. And a lot of times that I find that the biggest common mistakes are sometimes people don't even fill out their profile about me section, and then the other people, they don't even describe who they are and what they do to let us know why I even want to follow you. So that's a big, huge mistake that I see there.
Penny, this has been some awesome information, and I really appreciate it. It's been, you know, really eye-opening in a handful of different areas. But you also have a system that's going to help people really make the most of Pinterest. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, I can, and I love this because this is one of my, if you can't tell by my excitement, if you could see me right now, my hands are like waving all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I love Pinterest.
I can tell.
I love Pinterest. best. And I love it, and I love helping other businesses and bloggers help them develop Pinterest. So one of the things that I pulled together this year is something called the Pinterest Traffic Builder Program. And what this does is I will show you how Pinterest works. Because to make Pinterest work, you have to understand how it works. And I have spent so much time getting into the minutiae of Pinterest and testing things and tweaking things that I've come to the conclusion that I get it now. I see how it works. And I know how it works because I'm actually, when I hit about 10,000 followers, I knew that the system that I had pulled together was working. So I teach other people how to do this. And it's a combination of us having live interactive sessions with each other. I've got a private Facebook group that people can join. But by the end of this, what I will do is I will develop a custom Pinterest strategy just for you, and I'm going to teach you how to use the Pinterest Traffic Builder process. And it's a simple process, and you're not going to believe it when I tell you this. It takes 15 minutes a day. I am not kidding you. 15 minutes a day. It is that quick, and if you can't tell me you don't have 15 minutes to grow your Pinterest presence, then I guess you're just not really all that interested in Pinterest, because it's so simple. It's not rocket science here. It's just understanding the process. And so when you do that, you'll start to grow your Pinterest presence. You'll start to grow the followers. And before you know it, Pinterest will be your number one traffic referral, just like it is for me.
Awesome. So Penny, if people wanted to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
Well, obviously they can come find me on Pinterest. That's always one of the best ways to find me, and that's Penny with two E's. But you can always go to my website, which is innersocialmedianist.com, and that's a big long one, so I'm sure that Brian will have that in the show notes below. But you can contact me there, and you can also learn more about the Pinterest Traffic Builder program right there on the website.
Awesome. And for those who are on listening to the podcast only, can you spell out that web address?
Yes. Take a deep breath, because it's a long one. Mm-hmm. InnerSocialMedianist.com.
Awesome.
InnerSocialMedianist.com.
Awesome. Yeah, because some people may not get to the show notes because they'll just listen online at iTunes. So, Penny, this has been fabulous. I really appreciate you joining us. Great stuff, great ideas, great content. So, thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, Brian. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.